92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Pretty much all WBPM listeners grew up listening to music on vinyl records, maybe 8-track tapes. I had a lot of those. Then we got the compact cassette, followed by CDs, and today everything is digital audio files. But there has been an intense resurgence of interest and passion for vinyl records over the last decade. It's now a 95-year-old audio format, and some of the best audio engineers in the business are saying that today's records really sound quite good if they're played properly. Several of the best manufacturers have updated and reissued their turntables over the last decade because of increased interest. Meanwhile, today's biggest artists are trying to satisfy their fans and deliver their new albums on vinyl. But that's become immensely difficult because there are sparse few record pressing plants left on the planet. I think there's only two, maybe three, that still have the equipment and staff who know how to stamp out records properly. As a result, big artists like Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, and huge franchises like the soundtrack albums for Wicked all have to plan way ahead to get on the calendar at the pressing plant to have their vinyl come out at the same time as CDs. And yet, parallel to that, it's interesting that nearly 17 million CDs were sold in 2025, which was a 16% increase over 2024, and those numbers are expected to be even higher this year.
Roll Home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.